Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Boyle Sports. Now with same day withdrawals to your Visa debit card.
All right, I'm delighted to say that I'm joined in the line by Kyle Callan, Sligo Rovers captain. Kyle, thanks very much for taking the call.
No bother, Andy.
So we're less than a week away now. Dundalk champions, first up. How are you set for the game?
Oh, we're set. You know, we've done our work on the training pitch the last 6 weeks pre-season. We've been flat out. You know, the new manager came in and has really put a stamp down on what he wants us to do for the season. And myself and all the boys we're ready to go now Friday night.
It was probably a disappointing season last year for you, but obviously Liam Buckley's come in now. Is there a noticeable difference in the camp now that Liam's come in, or has there been any change?
It was disappointing last season, especially the season before as well. You know, two seasons we were poor. You know, we were down the relegation zone, kind of bouncing them out of it. But thankfully, we managed to stay in the division twice. Things just didn't work out with the last manager, whatever it might be, I don't know. But Liam's came in and just gave everyone a breath of fresh air. You know, his experience speaks for itself. You know, he's loads of trophies won in this league. The standard he's played all around Europe. Like, he had a stint in America and all. So his experience will help us on the pitch. But to have a manager who's won loads in this league is going to help us along the way, hopefully.
And you're relatively new to the league. You played a bit in England and in the States as well. And you see the likes of Jack Byrne coming back to the league as well. There's a lot of new talent that have been playing across the water. What was it about the League of Ireland that made you come back? Did you want to play in the League of Ireland, or was it more of a stepping stone? You saw it as a chance to maybe rebuild your reputation and try to get a chance over at England again?
Every young fella, you know, whether it be 16, 17, 18, always want to go to England. You know, I was lucky I got the chance at 15 to 16. There was a few clubs wanting me over, and I just happened to choose Norwich because it reminded me of home, you know. So I'd done 4 or 5 years in Norwich and I went to America. And out in America, my missus fell pregnant. And I was speaking to my agent and all, and we managed to get Sligo sorted. But then, as I was weighing up my options over in America to come back here or to stay in America, Dundalk were flying in the Europa League and that there at the time. So I was kind of looking into all that there, and, you know, I was chatting to people back home. I was chatting to Aaron McInniff, who's now at Shamrock Rovers. I was chatting to him about the league before I came back. I was chatting to Mark Tumlin, who's now Harps, I believe. You know, I spoke to a few of the boys and asked them about the league, and they're all good things they say about it. So to move back here, you know, with the stuff that Dundalk and Cork have done in the league the last few years, I think the league is getting bigger and bigger. Hence, where you see more players coming back, like Jack himself, who's a top player, who's come back to Shamrock Rovers. So I think the league is getting bigger and bigger every year, and that's why it's attracting more talent back here.
Have you been surprised by the challenge of the league, by the standard of the opposition?
I think when I first came here, you know, I wouldn't say underestimated. I just say it's a different type of football to what I was used to. You know, in England it was more academy football when I was underage and all. And when I happened to get into the first team, I was only a couple of times. But like I didn't play much of the first team, so I wasn't really used to like men's football, if you know what I mean. And then out to America, it's just completely different. Like, so when I came back here, it's much more physical, faster, and you know, the quality of the players are far better than what I played with in America as well. But that's always going to make you a better player anyway. So, no, I'm glad I came back and chose Sligo Rovers.
Yeah, and Norwich was the club that you went to. You were only 16. You were in school with me, so you left quite early, gave up your education to go over. And I was just looking back there. Your Norwich side was the last team to beat Chelsea in the FA Youth Cup.
That's right.
So it must have been really disappointing that you weren't seeing any first team football, given the prestige of that competition and the fact that you were actually one of the main starters in the team.
It was disappointing. You know, the Norwich team that we won the Youth Cup with was the first Norwich Youth team to win the Youth Cup in like 30 years or something. So that in itself was a good achievement for the club. But I made two appearances for the first team, it was the manager who won the Youth Cup with us actually got the first team job. So that was kind of my pathway and other boys' pathways through to first team. Apart from the Murphy twins, you're flying there. You know, one's a Cardiff, one's signed for Newcastle, who just went out on loan to West Brom, you know. So, you know, he was our pathway through to first team. But then, unfortunately, things didn't work out for him. And at that time, when things didn't work out for him, there was talks of me signing a long-term deal there, whether it be 2 or 3 years. So, but then that fell through because he got let go or sacked or whatever it may be. But then, that's part and parcel of football, you know. It's not as plain sailing as people make it out to be, you know. But Orlando then came calling pretty quick, so I jumped at the opportunity to go out there.
And one of the things that I've actually found interesting is that before you went to Norwich, you were playing for Swilly Rovers, your local club. But the production line in Swilly is actually quite astounding, because if you look at the League of Ireland, you've got yourself playing for Sligo Rovers. You're the captain of Sligo Rovers. Barry McNamee, captain of Derry City. Tony McNamee just signed for Finn Harps for the second time. You've got Adrian Delap coming through the Derry City, coming into the Derry City first team. Shane McNamee coming through to the Derry City first team. And you also have Ronan Curtis, who's flying for Portsmouth. Talk to us a little bit about Sligo or Swilly Rovers. What was it about that club that it just seems to produce these talents?
I don't know. I just think, you know, it's a good community down there. You know, there's another one there as well, Conor Gormley, who's up there as well. He's coming through with them. I think it's just, you know, back in them days, I'm not sure what it's like now. You know, back when we were 9, 10, 11, 12, you know, it was a family club. You know, the club was well run. You know, we were doing trips to Celtic, playing Celtic like once a year or whatever. Celtic came over and played us, you know. It was a family club, you know, community club. Everyone chipped in, done their bit. You know, I mean, at that age, it's all about enjoying the football. And I think, you know, all the coaches I've had through the years, like, just helped you enjoy football. And I think when you're enjoying your football, you're playing at your best. You know, you're confident, you're playing your best. But that's the main thing, I think, when coaches kind of let you go and enjoy your ball, you know, you're going to stand out and then other clubs are going to want you. Hence why, like, all the young fellas you named there, you know, Arnold Derry, you've got Delap, you've got Shane McNamee, you got Conor Gormley in there, and now you've got me, Barry and Tony, who are obviously in the senior teams, you know. No, Swally's always been a good club, like, so when I get back to Donegal, I always try to catch a game or two and see how they're doing.
It's very much a football town, Rebelton is. Do you think that plays a part, the fact that it's not really competing that much with the GAA club? Because I know there are some people from Rebelton go down and play for Milford GAA, but most of the players at underage level in Remelton stick to the football, essentially.
Oh, I'd say majority of them would be more the football rather than the GAA. You know, I know a few boys now who would go down and play GAA in Milford, but like, I was never one for GAA myself. I think I might have played it once in secondary school, you know, just to probably get out of class sort of thing. But I was never ever interested in the Gaelic at all. I think that's just. Even my dad, he never had an interest in the Gaelic. Like, no, it's nothing against Gaelic. Like, you don't hate the sport or whatever like that. They were just never had interest in playing it. You know, it was football mad, you know, my house. And I was brought up around football. So my dad just kind of leaned me towards the football side. And I didn't really bother going near the football or going near the Gaelic, sorry. But I think it's, as I said before, there's more majority, I'd say, playing football rather than Gaelic. But there still is a few boys now who would head down to Milford. But sure, look, if you're young, it doesn't matter what you're doing. If you're playing sports, you know, and you're liking it, that's all that matters.
Yeah. And just going away from Swilly for a minute and looking ahead to this season. So you finished seventh last season. What is the aim this year? Is it, again, to remain in safety, or is it to push for Europe? Or what's a realistic goal for Sligo Rovers this year?
Like I said before, you know, the last two seasons were very disappointing. From a club's perspective, you know, we're down around the relegation zone. But, you know, this year Liam's kind of come in. He hasn't, like, put anything on us. You just have to get here. You just have to do this, do that. He's just kind of said, you know, these are all good players. You know, I'm building a squad here, whatever. He said, just go beat what's in front of you. You know, it's an old cliche, but all you can do is beat what's in front of you and kind of see where you are at the end. So as a team, you know, we sat down and spoke, and we haven't put a marker on anything yet. You know, it's always good to maybe let the season flow in a wee bit, and then you can kind of say, right, well, we need to get here, or, you know, we're happy here, or, you know, one more big push to get there, whatever. But as for now, it's just beating what's in front of you and going and enjoying your football.
And long-term goal for Kyle Callan, is it to stay with Sligo Rovers and possibly get a move to a bigger club in Ireland, or is it to still push for to go across the water?
You know, as I said there a minute ago, you know, it's enjoying your football. If I'm enjoying the football, you know, I'm happy. If I'm enjoying the football, I'll be playing well. So if I get interest from bigger clubs in Ireland, you know, happy days. If I get interest from clubs in England, you know, happy days as well. But I've got a family to look after now, and, you know, family does come first, you know, to me. So I have to make sure my missus and my son's happy as well. So just enjoying the football, and if an opportunity to go back to a higher league in England comes, you know, that's what my agents are there for, to talk to me and help me out with what's the best move for me.
Perfect. Kyle, best of luck with the coming season.
Thanks a million, and speak
Cheers.
To you later.
Good man.
Football on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Boyle Sports. Now with same-day withdrawals to your Visa debit card.